time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Browns on Saturday night.
0-2 as a team and go from 0-2 to divisional champs.
Yeah, it's an incredible feeling. It's a credit to the men in this locker room and in this organization to claw and fight all year long and the type of team that we have. And we're excited about this, winning the AFC North. It's a huge accomplishment, and we're looking forward to this next game in the playoffs.
Mark, you've won a handful of division titles to this point in your career. I mean, does it feel any different from years past winning the North this time?
It feels great, and every time you're in a position like this, you get an opportunity, a golden opportunity to take advantage of it, and that's what we're looking forward to. And you know, obviously being here for a while, you know, we've been in this position, and we want to take advantage of that.
Mark, two games back, going after the bye, and the three games in 11 days, and then winning four in a row. What does it say about this group to be able to do that?
Just resilient and tough, and we got true pros in this locker room that take care of themselves, that are ready to go every week, every game, no matter the schedule, no matter what it is. So, you know, that's what we have, a bunch of ballers.
Mark, at this time last year, you were fighting so hard just to be able to be healthy enough to play. How excited are you to be healthy and to be able to contribute at your normal level going into?
Just feeling incredibly grateful and blessed. I think you put it, you know, that's a great statement. As, you know, I wasn't here last year at this time, and so I feel great to be able to contribute and help this team win games.
Individually, can you think of a better stretch of games that you've had? Was it six straight touchdown?
Yeah, I could think of a few, but yeah. Yeah, no, just like I said, I'm just trying to help this team win games, be there for the quarterback, make plays, and help advance the ball, score, whatever it is, block. It's all those things that I'm trying to do, and just fitting into my piece and play my part.
Mark, this marks of this offense, whether it's personal accolades people got in our team, franchise, and in the NFL, a lot of records have happened with this offense. Has that even exceeded maybe your expectations of what you thought going into week one with this group?
Yeah, I think that, you know, those type of things come with a great team. You know, you have a great team, great guys around you. You're able to excel those expectations. And obviously coaching and players and all that plays a part. And very happy for the guys that are doing that and stepping up and making this thing go.
In your words, what is it?
You know, along the same lines, someone had told us, all those kids, that somebody was going to have a stat line like Amari did this year, we would have said you're lying or you're crazy, right? I mean, just put in perspective what it's like to – have watched him have a season like this.
Just truly incredible. I say it week after week. It's just he brings it week after week, every game, just his will and his fight to win games and to be on point and to be him, to be Lamar, but to even elevate that and trying to elevate that week after week. He's a perfectionist and he wants to be perfect. And it's so awesome and incredible to play with a guy like that.
In your words, what is it that makes this offense so historically good?
I think we're efficient. I think we're able to do a lot of different things. I think we're physical. I think we're able to, you know, throw the ball downfield. And obviously we got 8 and 22. All of us around them just need to help out.
Mark, you know, once you get to the playoffs, there will be the narrative of Lamar and you know, going into the playoffs and what he's done. What do you kind of think his mindset will be entering into this postseason?
Locked in. Completely locked in.
Hey, Mark, how do you think the ups and downs of the season affords you guys going into the playoffs?
I think we've been through it. There's been some roller coasters, been some adversity, and you know, for us, it's just being level-headed. You know the type of team that we are, and I think right now it's great. You know, I think all sides are clicking. You know, offense, defense, special teams, and when you can play complete football, that's what it is this time of year.
What do you think was the biggest lesson this team took from the way last season ended? And you don't know who you're playing yet as far as your path to the Super Bowl, but how can you take that into the postseason this year?
I think for us it's just dialing it in. We have 5 weeks, just 5 weeks for the rest of your life. Just take advantage of that and understand what it is and just focus. All that matters is this team, this organization, this group of men.
All right, thank you.